Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Real quick on the seventh round pick.
All good. Listen, Tommy Stevens is a player, you know, we kind of followed throughout the full draft process. You know, of course, you guys know kind of his story relative to transferring into Mississippi State. We've seen him at quarterback, and we've also seen him do a number of different things, you know, kind of in that F tight end role. We think he's a real good athlete, and we kind of have a vision that'll start with quarterback, but a little bit much like Taysom's.
Coach, what about him made you guys want to trade back into this day three and go ahead and take him?
Well, look, we were hoping to sign him as a priority free agent. We had a real good vision for this player. You know, he's athletic enough to play in the kicking game. He's certainly someone that we feel like catches the ball exceptionally well. And he's someone that I think is in a developmental role more as a quarterback, but we saw him do a number of things. A lot of his athletic traits, his height, his weight, his speed, all of those things were really good reviews. But I didn't feel like through the process that we were going to be able to get him. Felt like he was leaning towards another team, and we were late enough in that draft where we had a real clear vision. We didn't want to lose out on the prospect, so. It was easy for us to pick up a seventh round pick and secure that he's coming here.
Sean, is this a vision you would have had for Tommy Stevens throughout the last 5-10 years, or are the things you've done with Taysom Hill opened your eyes to what players like him can do?
I would say this, Mike, good question. I think because of the tape we got at Mississippi State, and not just a quarterback, but we saw him doing a number of other things, I don't know that our vision would have been in the kicking game, but clearly you saw somebody who had athletic traits and a skill set. But it was an easier, a clearer vision, though, certainly having been through this process for the last 3.5 years.
Sean, you had mentioned quarterback as a need, having that third guy. Does he check that box, or is that maybe still, will you guys still have your eyes open?
Yeah, we'll pay attention to our other options, but this is a young developmental talent that we think is a very good athlete, and we'll find the right spot for him on the field. We do want to work with him at quarterback, and at the same time, you know, he's somebody that I think learns very well. He'll get work in some other positions.
Sean, did you talk much to his? To some of your Penn State connections, I guess, on him?
Absolutely. You know, when we were going through this draft process, you know, we read him as a quarterback, then we read him as a, you know, kind of an F. And we had a pretty good feel. We had a real good feel for the player at both schools.
Sean, I wanted to ask you this. We asked Mickey after you guys decided to cancel sort of some of the off-season workouts things. And you mentioned the lockout, having gone through that. Do you feel more comfortable knowing that, you know, you have a veteran team, you have a system and a coaching staff that's in place that you guys are maybe even better positioned than most to not have the full off-season?
Yeah, Mike, that had a lot to do with it. I think that'd have been harder to do that, you know, in 06. I think it'll be challenging for the new staffs in 2020. But a lot of it had to do with the returning roster, the continuity that we currently have. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, of course, with not just football, but with everyone's everyday lives and with their jobs, the economy, with this virus. This gave us a chance to calm that a little bit for our team. We'll make sure that certainly the rookie class will have some online learning, but the veterans, you know, will go through really like a 3 or 4 days of some lecture speakers that we typically would have during the off season, whether it's league security, whether it's PR. We'll kind of get a few of those things done, checked off, and then really prepare and wait, you know, for the training camp date. But that allowed us to do that. Yes.
Kind of a general question here, about the Southeastern Conference. Now that you've taken a player from there, is this a case, of the rich getting richer in terms of all the NFL talent coming from there? Or is that just kind of something that happened this year where, they had even more players than in the past?
Well, look, you're talking about one of the most prestigious conferences, and it's also a real good reflection on their recruiting ability. And it's not just one school. It's LSU. It's Alabama. It's Georgia. It's Clemson, but you know that it's nothing new. But certainly the numbers they hit this year were higher. But that's, I think, a great reflection on how those schools are recruiting.
Does anybody else have anything for Coach Payton?
Well, real quick, Stevens had mentioned to us that he had asked to do special teams in college and got shut down on that one. But is that something that would be in the realm of possibilities for him when you talk about him doing some other things?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. With each of these players, and you guys have heard me say this, we always talk about what's the vision. You know, let's describe the vision. Comes in, he's a developmental quarterback. We feel like he's a guy that can play in the kicking game. We feel like he's a guy that can play some F, can help both in the passing game and the running game, develop behind a guy like Taysom Hill, who's in that role currently. And then, you know, once the athlete gets here, once the player gets here, we begin working with those skill sets and try to develop those as quickly as possible. You know, I think even with our prior or the earlier picks, you know, when it comes to Bond, he's someone that we feel like can be a four-core special teams player. Adam's a player that runs. And so it's always, how can we get them on the field? How do we give them their best chance to make a roster? And then the next is, how do we get them their best chance to be on the game day roster, which is obviously a little bit different.
Hey, Sean, you talked about using today to sort of help with those undrafted guys. How did that process end up sort of going with you still trying to, you know, you work this deal and you're still trying to do that?
Yeah, listen, we're winding down. I know we'll be able to give you a list hopefully sooner than later. I think it's going well. Obviously, we had more time. The whole day was really spent just stacking, prioritizing. What are the positions that we want to add numbers to? And then that's one part of it. We never want to lose track of a player who's got a good grade, though. And even though it might not be a position we came into the draft with of a need or a must position, if we felt the grade was good enough that we try to, you know, get those players signed. So I think it went pretty smooth. It is a challenge when you're all in different locations. So it's kind of like partnering, you know, a coach, a couple coaches with a scout on their own WebEx, a couple coaches with another scout on theirs, Mickey working, myself working, all of us, and then kind of reporting back as to where we're at, who's agreed. It's still, to some degree, there's a little bit still going on.
Hey, Sean, there's so many stories about these undrafted guys over the years of standing on a table to make your case for it. How does that work when you are in different rooms? Like, if a coach really wants a guy, does he have to video conference you and check with you? It happens so fast. It
seems difficult. So I think, Catherine, a lot of it starts with, like, in the morning. Every one of us can see on a screen the board stack. So everyone has access to, when players are getting drafted, what magnets are up on your screen. And so we pay attention to that. And then as you get, you know, there's going to be some fifth round magnets after the draft. There's going to be some sixth round magnets. And then, and it's really communicating in a group meeting and then breaking up and really identifying, all right, here they all are, and we're in the sixth round. And one by one, some of these names are coming off. Some of the names are sliding up. But I did feel like we were all on the same page relative to the priority as to how we had them ranked. So from that standpoint, the time that we had today certainly was a benefit. Specifically with a player like Tommy, who we kind of saw as someone that was going to get drafted anywhere in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, you know, as his magnet sat there and the draft continued, and then the early dialogue, even with just a reach out to an agent to just to talk and just see where the player's at, let them know that once the draft's over with, we're interested. That's one where we felt, man, this guy, either A, he's going to get drafted, or B, if he doesn't get drafted, there's a couple other teams that seem to be, you know, high on his list. So we got to that point where we said, well, let's not leave that up to debate. And we made the selection, but the process, I think, Catherine, went pretty smoothly, and that involved a lot of back and forth, but it starts with the priority stack and the grade stack. And I thought our scouts and Jeff and all those guys did a really good job of keeping this organized. And a lot of that work really was done prior to today. It's not like it begins when the draft ends. You already have kind of a pecking list at each position. And you're looking at our own roster and looking at the magnets that we need to fill. So all of that we're winding down with right now.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.